Robots Radio presents...
Rated M for Mature.
You're listening to The Download, weekly gaming news. The show where we give you the DL on the latest in gaming, every week in a small, bite-sized download. I am the Goosekeeper, Jameson.
Oh, I was totally gonna go with like, and this is your velvety smooth, you know, host, Brenna. But ain't nobody keeping the damn ghost. Y'all gonna make me turn a whole different phrase.
Someone has to go and hunt you down and bring you back here every week.
Okay. You want to pay for it?
I do, in a way, with my soul.
I can't accept what isn't there, sir. Yeah, you felt that one? Not in your soul, because, you know, you don't have it, but you felt that one.
I'm just going to let it go. Let it go.
Like your soul.
You know what?
Today in gaming.
It didn't trade for much.
Uh-huh.
Satan almost just let me keep it. It wasn't even worth it.
He just looked and was like, I'm okay. I'm all
it's
right.
It's the deals I have here, not enough.
It's like a 5% coupon is what it was.
Yes. I showed up with a 5% coupon and no money.
Exactly.
But I have this coupon.
Please take it.
Anywho, we're back this week. We've got some fun, interesting stories to share with you this week. In addition, we have a little kind of, I guess, update. I was going to announce this sooner, but I kind of did anyway. So, as a special thank you to everyone who has helped with our Patreon and with our GoFundMe, we are going to do something that has been long, long requested by you. And that is, anyone who is a Patreon member or donates to the GoFundMe before July 31st will get to join Brenna and I on a special episode of the podcast.
I was not told about this.
No. No, you were not. This is what happens when you leave me alone for multiple days.
I don't like it.
I just start doing things.
Yeah,
because I can't run ideas by you.
If this was a visual thing, you would have seen the pure shock and porgness of my face.
There was shock. There was some wide eyes there. So we will coordinate setting that up afterwards, and I'm putting a lot of faith in our fellow listeners / degenerates by setting this up. If you ruin it, we will never do it again.
Yeah, we will. It would be great.
Probably.
You have to ruin it in the right way, though.
Exactly, because we're degenerates, too. Just how it works.
We're brethren.
Yeah. Brethren. Yeah. Anyway. So that's the fun stuff. What else is up? Our birthdays are coming up the end of the month.
Don't remind me.
Yeah, it's exciting. It's exciting.
I'm officially not excited for my birthday ever again.
Oh, that passed for me a long time ago. It's just another day out of the year. If anything, it's an excuse. 25
is like kind of cool. And 26, you can drive a car.
25, you can. It's actually even younger now. You just have to pay extra.
Well, to be covered under the insurance, like just without having to do any BS type of a situation.
Mm. This is true. Yeah, it's just kind of another day for me. More of an excuse to
get slammered.
Yeah, get people out to eat and drink and have them pay for me.
Yeah. See, that's the best part is people are supposed to pay for your drinking and alcoholism.
Yep. And then... we usually do something to celebrate as well. I have to get my gift from you. You should tell everybody what you got me for my birthday gift.
his birthday gift that he got, like, what, 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, or four? You found out about it like a month ago.
Yes.
And your birthday hasn't even come up yet.
I'm very excited for it, though.
Yuriko Pop, which is like traditional Japanese art frame type stuff. So traditional Japanese paintings, but with a pop culture twist. And his happened to be a scene out of Star Wars, which is really cool. So friggin' awesome. Yeah, all the lightsabers are samurai swords. So good.
I can't wait to be able to put that up in my new place in September.
It's Yukio Pop.
Yukio Pop, yes.
There it is.
Yeah. We actually found out about them because they advertise on a D&D Let's Play podcast that we listen to called Encounter Party.
Super cool. It's so good. I'm so far in.
It's fantastic. I'm excited. I'm getting almost to season three. I'm listening to the pizza episodes.
Pizzas are so good.
I got really distracted today at work, so I didn't listen to any.
That's all right. Yeah, if you have downtime and you want to listen to something at work, it's pretty funny, and then it really grips you.
I was just in one of those moods today where no music, no nothing. Just, I feel that. I couldn't handle it.
Yep.
So, so I'm moving in September. Brenna's still working on that, hopefully, sometime soon.
Sir, don't want to talk about it.
And that's kind of a little bit of update on things that are going on. So we'll dive into the stories. Nintendo has announced the long-awaited and anticipated new version of the Nintendo Switch, and it's pretty dang disappointing.
Ouch.
Indeed.
That's a lot of buildup.
Yes, the Nintendo Switch OLED model is exciting. That is getting a nice, fancy new OLED screen, and it's getting a little bit bigger. But it's not really coming with anything else, which is a bit of a letdown because a lot of people were waiting for like a Nintendo Switch Pro model, air quotes, that would have improved hardware, improved storage, improved RAM, and all this other stuff. And instead, we're literally just getting a slightly better screen, and they are increasing the built-in storage from 32 to 64 gigabytes. Like, come on.
I mean, who really cares about internal storage when most of the time you'll buy a micro, like,
yeah, I can go spend $30 and I can get 128 gigabyte micro SD.
I don't care for you upping the internal storage. I'd rather you do other things because I can buy my own damn thing.
Exactly. So this is pretty disappointing to see from Nintendo, and no one's really happy about it. You know, I have that. Ow.
Please, dear, use it.
I have it. You ready? Hold on.
Yeah.
Did you hear it?
I can't hear it, but it'll be recorded.
It'll be recorded. Hold on. I'm going to see if I can make you hear it. Let's see if I can make you hear it. Second try.
You spent all that money on the friggin' thing.
Well, you know what? It's probably not configured to send it, but the funny part is the sad trombone played and you couldn't hear it, so it was like a double sad trombone. It's like ironic.
Yep.
Someone has started a Kickstarter campaign to bring back a very old school method of playing video games, and it looks so good and it makes me so happy because this used to be such a big thing. Someone has started a Kickstarter for something called the X Screen, which is a attachable monitor for your Xbox Series S. Basically, it just clips on, you fold it up, boom, portable screen, plug into power. You can now play Xbox on the go. Do you remember when this was like a thing for every console in the 90s and 2000s?
Yes. I remember the absurdity that was this whole era, and it was fun.
I remember seeing pictures of people's car setups.
Yes.
They were like, I'm on a road trip. Here is my Xbox plugged the into volt. The yes, the 12 volt. They either had the screen on their like Xbox or whatever system, or they had it all wired into, because they used to make cars with the pop, some pop of the up. Cars down TVs, they had it all wired into that. I managed to do it once with my Nintendo 64. It was a stupid amount of fun.
Oh yeah. Play games while you're driving, cool.
Yeah, but every time you went over like a bump, the screen would get a little fuzzy. Yeah, mm-hmm. It was like, oh God. And then, God forbid, you know, you have to like blow on your Nintendo console or your game case.
The cartridge?
Cartridge. Thank you.
Yeah, what, I know. Right? Are you a gamer or what? Me. Come on now.
Yeah, man, I'm a real gamer.
With your Twitch, man.
My Twitch is a hot tub bear man.
I mean, it's kind of accurate. Like, that would be pretty good.
Just plays video games sitting in a hot tub wearing a bear mask.
That would be fantastic.
It's the kind of content people subscribe to see. But I would actually
My brain is going horribly awry.
I bet it is. I would actually get insta-banned by Twitch because male
nudity
is not allowed. No, dead serious.
No. This, hear me out. We put a bra on you, and I guarantee.
Ooh.
We'll secure the McTitties up real nice and high.
That might be a loophole. That might be a loophole. Might have to test it out. For science.
Well, science. I can't believe I just said McTitties.
I didn't question it. It's nothing out of the ordinary for you. So this is what people fail to realize, is this is just how weird you are all the time. Anyone who doesn't see this side of you doesn't actually know you.
I am an actress. I don't know what you're talking about.
This is
not who I am. I put on a persona. Mm-hmm. That is Goose.
Yes.
Goose is a raunchy hoe.
Well, you know what they say, Brenna. Art imitates life.
It baffles the brain.
Boca Game Studios, which has made up of veterans responsible for glorious games such as Silent Hill, Siren, Last Guardian, and Gravity Rush, is spearheading a new horror game project. No details yet about what the project will be, but good God, the experience these guys have. I am absolutely terrified to see what they come up with. There's like horror, and then there's Japanese developers making horror games, and that's a whole nother level of horror.
Japanese horror period, whole other level.
And it's just creative ingenuity.
I don't know. I mean, it's a creative is a nice word to put it. I would probably say something, you know, along the other lines of psychotic, but you know, whatever.
Oh, okay. That's a little rude. A lot of people too have been talking lately about the impact that China has had on game developers, and it's pretty easy to see nowadays and growing increasingly more prevalent with, you know, like the Blizzard incident with them banning players for supporting the Hong Kong protests. Ubisoft is making changes to Rainbow Six. They're removing things like skulls and drug paraphernalia from a like map that is a drug den because the maps wouldn't be allowed in China. So it's just happening more and more and more that companies are catering to the Chinese market. A lot of people sell.
They play video games. And also Tencent owns like literally everything, and that's a Chinese company.
That's true. They do have a solid stake. But at the same time, like, these games also have to get approved to sell in China.
I'm not saying it's right. I'm just saying China owns like half of the industry. So
this is true. But this is also China we're talking about. this is like the capital of hacking and pirating things and knockoffs. Like, what makes you think they're actually paying for some of your games and not just VPNing and playing on another country's servers, which is what they do often?
Yeah, and I mean, the point is, like, they want the money for it, but who knows? Obviously, people can get a hold of games even if it's banned in China.
I actually saw a thing the other day that the Chinese government is testing a facial recognition software on computers to tell if minors are playing video games.
That's right, yes.
They're really trying to crack down on too many people, too certain ages playing video games and people playing too much video games. Feel like they have other priorities they should be focusing on.
Yeah, I mean, it seems that people might be using this as an escape from their current life, which might be. So we better watch out, or it's going to turn into the interview around here.
Why would we need an escape, Brenna? Life is so beautiful and perfect. Everyone is happy here.
Ba Sing Se is fine. There is no war in Ba Sing Se.
We had WitcherCon last week, and we got to see the new trailer for season 2 of The Witcher, which is coming out this December. Goosebumps.
Love it.
Goosebumps is all I have to say. We are also getting a Netflix animated movie. We've talked about this before. The Witcher Nightmare of the Wolf, which is all about Vesemir. And that will be releasing in August. Again, Goosebumps. I am so beyond excited. Been waiting 2 years for season 2.
Yeah.
We like almost binged season 1 all in one evening. We watched quite a few of those episodes.
We really did. May we have been hungover?
Well, you know, sacrifices have to be made.
It was perfect planning.
Yeah. They're also talked about a new next-gen upgrade for The Witcher 3 that will be coming out, adding it to next-gen systems.
Yes. The
next-gen upgrade will also come with extra content inspired by the TV series that they teased may or may not include Geralt's armor from the TV series.
Cool.
Yeah, I think so. I think it'd also be cool if you could toggle Geralt's look to be like Henry Cavill or like Witcher 3 Geralt. I think that would be cool too. That's a lot of programming though.
Yeah, they would have to put the mesh on.
Yeah. Yeah. World of Warcraft has been a bit of a disappointment lately for a lot of users. And apparently the most recent cinematic for the game, I have to say World of Warcraft cinematics are generally pretty good. Most of Blizzard's cinematics are generally very good. I don't even really play World of Warcraft. I've tried to play it a couple times, never got into it, but I almost always watch their cinematics whenever they release them.
They are high quality. Just pick it yourself.
I bumped my cut on my thumb. It's like right on the first joint right here too. Oh,
for the love. The poking, yes. You poked yourself with a knife.
I very much cut all the way through my avocado and the knife found my hand.
It said, mwah.
Yes, pretty much. And so the most recent trailer had to deal with Sylvanas Windrunner. And it just, again, failed to grasp people or satisfy them. The problem that people have with Sylvanas, apparently, is that she is like one of these villains, but she seems to have no like goal. Like her like story is haphazard. She's kind of all over the place. She just doesn't do a very good job at being a strong like villain. You know, it's almost like the cheesy like TV show or movie villains where they're just like, you know, monologuing to you as you escape
I will conquer the world.
Yeah. So, which is kind of disappointing because Blizzard is so well known for their storytelling, but you know, you can't win it everything.
I mean, be interesting to see WoW what happens. WoW has been like their golden pig or whatever horse for the longest time, and they need like a new 30 title. 30 years
almost.
They need a new title.
I've been saying that for a long time, but no one is listening to me.
Like when your mom and dad played that when they were like teenagers, you need a new game.
I mean, that doesn't say that much. I mean, there's kids that are 11 years old now or 21. There are kids that turned 21 this year, born in the year 2000.
Yes.
I don't associate myself with them.
We'll save that one.
They don't know what life is.
We'll save that. You mean they don't know great deep despair and disappointment?
You weren't born in the 90s. That's true. They most certainly do. They are by far the most depressed and angry and angsty generation. And
so they grew up in the 90s.
Yeah. It's because they grew up on their cell phones and social media.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, I might sound like a boomer, but the statistics do not lie. Nor does Reddit. Because you just go and read any of those comments. Okay. And you're just like, what is your life?
What is the kid's problem? We don't need to go into what grinds my gears, but what are kids' problems these days? Jeez.
Everything.
God.
Enjoy being an adult. Like a
toxic. Yeah, I don't even know.
I know. Respawn Entertainment has like focused so much on Apex Legends that apparently there's only a handful of people still working on Titanfall, that they have just a couple people maintaining the game, like keeping it up and running, working out against hackers, while almost the entire rest of the studio is working on Apex Legends. But we also know that partially isn't true, because we know that they are also working on another unnamed Star Wars project, and they were even given formerly DICE LA to assist them with that project. So
yeah, and I thought that there was a few different studios that were going to be in on that project, so it might just be that people are splitting their time.
Could be. This is something that will grab your attention, Brenna. Improving playtesting coverage via curiosity-driven reinforcement learning agents. This is a research paper that was submitted for publication.
Hey-o. They need a better title.
Yes, that is a messy title.
I know why, but it's just, you need a better title. It needs to be at least a little bit more readable.
Well, and also, I have no idea what your paper is about from that title. That's what
I'm trying to say. Like, you're trying to educate not only the field, but people reading it outside of the field.
Well, and then I even read the abstract here that they've included before the research paper, and I still have no idea what they are talking about. If it wasn't for the tweet where I found this paper, I wouldn't know what it's about. But basically, it has to do with AI learning, like using players in combination with AI learning to make better games and better AI. Like, so it's, you know, it's all about analyzing how people behave in these environments and then kind of mimicking that onto AI.
If you're not used to reading this BS crap, I could totally understand why. And if it weren't for my like extensive literature review I had to do in biomechanics, I would probably hate all of this.
And in turn, also using AI to playtest games. But I feel like the problem with AI playtesting games is you can't account for that X factor. And that X factor is stupid humans doing stupid things.
True.
But then because that's like the whole point of playtesting, is it's like run around and do all the things that a regular person would do and let us know what you think and where things are broken, where things need to be fixed.
Right.
Because that's like, how you find things.
The stupid stuff that you see on like Dark Souls, where someone will be playing in chat and everyone in chat will be like, move 2 steps to the left 3 seconds after this person does that. And then it's like massive boss battle and the thing just like walks over the edge and you win.
Yep.
Okay, that was nice.
Right? Dark Souls. Reading those useless comments on the ground. So useless. That's... so often. Yet I read them every time.
Every time. You never know. It's almost like I have to smash every single pot and get every single coin. Don't know why. Gotta do it.
Yes. You have to. If Zelda has taught me anything, you have to. If I see a pot in the corner by itself, I will pick it up and I will throw it across the room. People might give me weird looks, but I accomplish my mission.
The great memes. It's like Link walking by at like a china shop or a ceramic and just like heavy breathing.
There is a recent auction and Heritage Auctions and a sealed copy of Super Mario 64 sold for, Brenna, give me a ballpark figure, give me a guess.
It's in the title, so I can't.
Oh, well, yeah. you're a loser. Yeah. It sold for $1.56 million.
You know, you see people in their lives and you just want it. You want it.
I just want your money.
That's like, a stupid amount of money.
Can I go steal your copy so I can resell it for like $2 million in a couple months?
Yeah, exactly.
It makes it the highest, most valuable game collectible ever sold, breaking a previous record just a couple days prior of a sealed copy of the NES Legend of Zelda selling for $870 million. It sold that for like double. The game received a certification of 9.8 A++. The scoring is out of 10. Like, yeah, that is almost as insane. Close to literally brand new in 93 as you can possibly get.
That is literally, that is someone put it in a vacuum sealed capsule for however long. Like, where did this person store this?
The Louvre, apparently.
Seriously, though. Temperature, humidity control, everything.
Talking about, money flying out the door. 100 Thieves announced a upcoming collaboration with Gucci.
Yeah, and it's so trendy to be a gamer these days.
I don't like how it's so trendy, and I also don't really like how it's 100 Thieves getting partnered with Gucci, and I really don't even like Gucci that much either.
No, it's not my brand.
Like, this is just pretentious on top of pretentious.
And Gucci does that, like, gold filigree with all the, like, bright green and red and gold.
Also, who is going to buy this?
People your market, will buy it.
Yes. Your market, though, is gamers. No. Gamers cannot afford Gucci.
Their market is pretentious people that see this stuff and think it's cool because streetwear is now a thing.
Dude,
and so doing all that, like companies that like put out a Garfield line, like if Gucci did a Garfield line, do you know how many people would buy it? I refrain from so many choice words that rolled around in my head as descriptors of said people, but they would buy the ever-living F out of it.
Was one of those descriptors ginger?
This guy.
Goes back to a previous story off mic. Yeah, it's not for me. And yeah, I genuinely hate that everyone's like, oh yeah, you know, I'm a gamer now. Oh, I watch anime. And it's like, okay, Karen, just because you play Candy Crush on your cell phone and you have watched like one episode of some animated show that Netflix has made, like BoJack Horseman or Rick and Morty, doesn't make you a gamer or an anime lover. I absolutely hate it so much.
Yeah. Yeah.
I hate that trendy is a thing. Genuinely hate it.
It's, you know what, it won't stick around because the people that actually truly care about it, something else will become trendy.
Yeah. People move on. And that's the sad, disappointing fact. And I hate to use this as an example, but it's one of the clearest cut examples from the last year and a half. But the fact that it was trendy to go to Black Lives Matter rallies, that was trendy. How many videos upon videos did we see of people just stepping into the crowd, taking a selfie, or having their friend take a selfie, and then they leave? Like, really? Trendy. It's huge.
Yeah. Problem. I mean, I was going for more pop culture type stuff, but no, we can go there.
I couldn't think of a good pop culture one off the top of my head. That was like just the easiest one that jumped to
Pokemon
my mind.
Go. Everyone thought Pokemon Go was so freaking cool and trendy to run around and do all that stuff.
But yeah, but you also had a massive generation of people that grew up playing Pokemon and now they get to run around and do it in real life in the real world. Like, but
people
come on.
Are gamers, though.
Everybody played Pokemon if you're a certain age growing up. It was pretty much impossible not to have played Pokemon at some
point. The card game or the video game?
Both.
I still don't know. I collected them. I have no idea. I didn't even know it was a card game. I just thought that they existed and I collected them.
I did play Pokemon cards at one point. Could I tell you how the game is played? Absolutely not.
No
idea.
Zero
clue.
Mm-mm.
If I even looked at a card, couldn't tell you what any of the things meant.
Nope. And I had a bunch of Yu-Gi-Oh cards.
I played Yu-Gi-Oh avidly. That game was garbage. I like garbage. Never again. I even once had, I have it somewhere still. I'm convinced I have not lost my Pokemon cards, that they are still somewhere in their
existing
sleeves, because I wouldn't have gotten rid of them because I had nice cards, like a first edition holographic Machamp.
Yeah, I had them too. They must be with my mother. It's always like it's in like their mom's attic and then you go and look it up and it's like, oh my God, there's like $75,000 just sitting here.
This is true. Yes, that's how I feel as well. Somewhere in the attic with my old stuff. It's there. It exists.
I had that, like, what is that baby blue dragon thing from like the silver one from Yu-Gi-Oh?
Blue Eyes White Dragon.
Yeah, I had like a million of those.
Everybody did.
Yeah.
They were giving them out at Burger King for a while.
Yes, they were. And I still have the gold-plated ones from Pokemon.
I'll take. Yes, I remember those too. Talk about useless trivia. Like, where were you when Burger King gave out Yu-Gi-Oh cards?
And gold-plated Poliwags.
I did have a Poliwag.
Yeah. Oh, okay, tangent.
Good times. Good times. Elite Dangerous Frontier Development has announced that the Odyssey update is indefinitely postponed on consoles, which is mega unfortunate. The PC version is still in a rougher state. But not surprised that it's indefinitely postponed on consoles, because it's a pretty ambitious update for the game. So, yeah, it's Elite Dangerous. You know, it'd be big news if they ever finish Star Citizen.
You know that's not gonna happen.
I forget that game exists, and then once a week I get an email, like, you know, they're like general like email about like what's going on with Star Citizen. Like, you know, like they make it sound like all like, you know, oh, here's your weekly briefing, Commander. And
why?
Like, you know,
what is the point?
I don't know, yeah. Because they don't actually tell you anything, because no one knows what's going on with that game. Genuinely surprised they have not been sued yet.
That's what I was just about to say. They should be sued for some sort of fraud or something.
We're literally coming up on the 10-year mark. And we have a barely passable alpha.
Not even. It's like a demo.
Yes. A very poorly optimized alpha version of a demo.
Yes.
You know what's also very poorly optimized is EA. Because, again, they're copy and pasting FIFA in FIFA 21 into FIFA 22, as they've done with all FIFA games for the last 20 years, which we found out because they still use source code from like FIFA 2006. Because solid. And so apparently this new FIFA will be releasing on PlayStation 4, Xbox One, as well as PS5 and Xbox Series X. However, say you buy the PS4 or Xbox One version and you along the way upgrade your system to the next gen, well, you do not get a next gen version of FIFA 22. If you want the next gen version, you have to buy the $100 Ultimate Edition to receive the next gen. FIFA.
What does it get you?
The next gen version. I genuinely don't know what the higher versions of FIFA get you.
Like, what?
They say they used new technology on this game, hypermotion technology, to better capture the player's movements. It looks okay. Like the same graphics as like the last 5 years.
Yeah.
Sorry. Oh, here we go. Standard edition. You get a team of the week, one player item. You get, I'm going to butcher this, Kylian Mbappe, loan item. Foot ambassador, loan player pick. What are these loans? Like,
I couldn't tell you.
Do you rent players? Career mode, homegrown talent. I have literally zero idea what any of that means.
I mean, clearly we don't play the game, but even the trailer, like the reveal trailer for this is like super underwhelming. And the fact that probably 85% of it is actual footage of players just running around in like, you know, sensory suits. So I don't really know what this game is, and it just kind of fades in and out, saying like, oh yeah, here's the game, and then this is people playing, and then here's the game.
The people that spend money on FIFA and buy the new version every year have a real sickness.
I might get hate mail. I respect Fortnite players more than I respect FIFA players. That's the statement.
You just broke my brain a little bit there.
Yeah.
I need you to elaborate on that one.
If it was like, okay, FIFA player, Fortnite player, who would you rather, if you're forced to go pick and play a game and be around this person for an extended period of time, I think I'd probably still go with the Fortnite player, because I cannot understand this FIFA stuff.
I choose option 3 and remove myself from the equation.
Yes.
Kojima, being Kojima, went on a little bit of a discussion, so to speak, about how he doesn't like the term director's cut. When he was answering some questions about Death Stranding Director's Cut coming out in September, he it was on Twitter. He stated that a director's cut in a movie is an additional edit to a shortened version that was either released reluctantly because the director did not have the right to edit it, or because the running time had to be shortened. In the game, it is not what was cut, but what was additionally produced that was included. And this is not, this is, I'm assuming this is a typo. So don't get on me for reading it this way. But it says Delectors Plus.
Love it.
It's exactly what it says. I'm reading it word for word. So in my opinion, I don't like to call Director's Cut. Which I can see what he's getting at. Because basically he's like, I'm adding all of this stuff to the game. So it's more of
this
like
wasn't taken out of the game.
Yeah, it's more of like a plus version, like a new game plus, to use Dark Souls terminology.
Why wouldn't they just say expansion at that point?
I don't know. It's Sony. Sony is the one that named it, and he is directly speaking out against Sony here, which is pretty
I mean, it's not wording, so I don't really know that it's that big of a deal.
Yeah, it's a marketing term, basically. Speaking of Fortnite, LeBron James is coming to Fortnite with several skin options. There is a Toon Squad skin, a King James skin, which actually looks kind of cool. I just like the lion pauldrons. It's very like Witcher looking.
You know, I'm kind of okay with the Toon Squad as well, because that's awesome.
I need this movie to be good. I'm going to be so sad.
It won't be as good as the original Space Jams, and you know it.
This is true. We need to watch Space Jam.
Welcome to the Space Jam. I'm going to have some serious, like, childhood flashbacks. It's going to be really hard.
Oh, yeah. And then he also has another kind of, like, casual skin. But
are they tacos? Cool. It's just like a bunch of tacos.
Yes, it's a t-shirt with tacos.
His shoes are tacos.
I'm sure it means something. In Ukraine, of all places, police seized almost 250,000. They seized thousands of PlayStation 5s that were being used for Bitcoin mining.
Four pros.
Yes. PlayStation 4 pros, thousands. And they were stealing estimated over $250,000 worth of energy from the electric grid. I mean, how you thought in Ukraine you could hide that amount of energy usage, I do not know. And also, PlayStation 4s, good God, how did they do that?
Well, actually, PlayStation 4s have been used as supercomputers for a very long time.
Really?
Yeah. They've been used as supercomputers. Yeah, the 4 Pros, definitely better, obviously, than the first gen that came out. But yeah, this is intense for crypto mining. And that, I mean, unless you have like a fake business, like a storefront that you're claiming uses this much energy, then I don't know what they're trying to do. But I guess, like, thinking about Ukraine, it's cold. You probably wouldn't have to heat it as much. Obviously, in the summers, it gets stupid hot. But yeah, don't know. Did it say how long it's been going on? They don't know.
It did not say. It did not say.
Okay. So they apparently there's 3,800 game consoles.
Yes.
At $400 a piece, about $1.5 million worth of hardware.
I have a feeling they did not buy them for $400, but it's entirely possible that they did.
Either way,
I can kind of see it now how they do it. They basically just use it like the GPUs on normal mining rigs. It's just crazy that they're able to like rig the PlayStation architecture that way to support that.
NASA used PlayStation 4s as supercomputers to help run what if calculations and things like that in space.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Interesting. I might have to fact check you on that.
Please do.
GameSpot wrote an article talking about how God of War is delayed until 2022. I don't remember them announcing a release date on God of War Ragnarok. And it was...
Yeah.
They posted this article, and even Santa Monica Studios, the developer behind the game, commented on the article, like, saying, like, what? And it has not yet been taken down or amended?
Redacted or anything like that?
They have a tweet they posted, but, like, I'm a little confused. Like, why? Bottom line, this is very confusing. Like, why would Santa Monica Studios, if they tweeted out that it's coming out in 2022, why would they then comment on this being like, what do you mean it's coming out in 2022? Like,
maybe because the person that did the interview was the head of PlayStation Studios, Herman Holst, who said that we have made the decision to push that game out to next year to ensure that Santa Monica Studio can deliver the amazing God of War, blah, blah, blah. So I don't know if maybe he was uninformed as to what the studio was actually doing.
But that was also like a statement from like 2 months ago that we talked about already too. So why is this just now a thing?
I don't know.
That's the other weird part. Like you published an article.
Miscommunication.
I don't know. Oh, that's so weird. I'm beyond bamboozled. Anyway.
Lastly, I can't believe God of War came out in 2018. What? Where has the time gone?
What do you mean God of War 4 came out in 2018? You are lying to me.
I'm staring at this article and it says upcoming sequel to 2018 God of War.
That was God of War 4, right? Or was it 3?
4.
4.
Well, I mean, there's a lot. I don't know that you can call it. Just look up God of War.
It was 2018.
Yes!
Why does it feel like a decade ago?
Really? I think it felt like last year. What are you talking about?
It to me, it feels like a decade ago.
I feel like that just came out. I mean, where I was at in my life when that game came out, it feels like it was not that long ago.
Lastly, in a hilarious video posted by Ryan Reynolds, we see Deadpool joining the Marvel Cinematic Universe and is joined by none other than our favorite rock dude, Korg.
It's honestly
pretty hilarious.
And if you think about the two characters that could go together, Korg and Deadpool, just comedic perfection.
Right? I died watching this. God, I love Ryan Reynolds' Deadpool. He is the perfect and only choice for this character.
Every dude has a thing for him now.
It's his ability to just... One, he's just generally a funny guy.
He is Deadpool.
Yes. And it's also just his ability to make fun of himself, which he does often. So, like, in here, he's, like, in this video, he's promoting Free Guy, his new upcoming video game movie. As Deadpool, he's promoting it. It's a weird Deadpool triangle with Korg helping him do a reaction video of this because he wants to join the MCU. It's just so many levels. It's beautiful.
And that's the best thing about Deadpool. And it's because it's always, there's never been like a watered down, even when they did the unrated version, it was still good Deadpool.
Yes.
Or the rated version.
Yes. And my favorite part about Deadpool is just his ability to make fun of himself the entire time, like with, you know, Green Lantern. Like up until last year during COVID, he had never watched Green Lantern. Never once seen it.
Fantastic.
Considers it to be the biggest mistake of his career.
Yes. That and the X-Men that he did.
Oh yes, where he was the early like Deadpool project in X-Men.
Yes.
He makes fun of that a lot too.
In Deadpool, in the credits, he goes back to go kill that character.
To go kill the character and kill himself while reading the Green Lantern script.
And apologize to the screen viewers, breaking the third wall.
I just remember him tweeting about that. Like, he's like, I'm doing it. I've broken down. I'm going to watch Green Lantern tonight. I'm going to have a whole bottle of gin next to me, and it probably won't be enough.
Fantastic.
And it was glorious. The man. What a man.
Yeah.
What a man. Can you imagine being married to a man like that?
Can you imagine being married to Blake Lively?
Honestly, I have mad respect for Blake Lively because her banter with him is probably a whole nother level that we never get to see.
It'd be great. They need a reality show. Oh God. Netflix needs to do a reality show with them, and I guarantee you it would take off.
Brenna and people of the internet, I'm gonna pitch you an idea.
Okay, we'll see if it's similar to mine.
Because they're already working on Deadpool 3.
Okay.
The next Deadpool should bring into the Marvel Universe female Deadpool, played by Blake Lively.
Hilarious. Because
female Deadpool is blonde. All you can see is the blonde ponytail.
This is true.
That would be amazing.
People, spread the word. Spread the word. The British are coming. No, okay. My idea had to do with the reality TV show, right? Do you know how like life exists and in the office, then they do interviews?
Yeah, absolutely. Okay.
But then they do interviews and breakdowns of it, and it's him being Deadpool.
That would be solid.
Be hilarious.
That'd honestly be a great comedy sketch. It's like they basically take the X-Men but turn it into The Office.
Yes. And Deadpool is like the
Michael Scott.
That would be like so good. It would be so incredibly good.
You just see Colossus like over there trying to type on a computer and sit at a desk and just crunches, and he's like, oh God, that's like the 100th one today.
We can just see the like cameras zooming in and out on people's faces, just looking disappointed and pissed off. And the fact that you can get so creative because everyone has special powers. Oh, so good.
It would be truly phenomenal. Bring in Hugh Jackman as Wolverine in there too. Patrick Stewart. Just, oh God.
Who would be Dwight though?
Oh man.
It's a weird sort of.
I feel like Colossus has got to be Dwight.
Figure it out. We'd figure it out.
Yeah. Man, might need to tweet Ryan Reynolds at that.
He responds to things.
He does. Anyway, that's going to wrap it up for this week, folks. We are $100 shy of our first landmark goal on our GoFundMe, but that hasn't stopped us from getting the ball rolling. We've started moving on some things and starting to get them all set up. So thank you for that. So stay tuned for more announcements. And as always, good luck and have fun, everybody.
And remember, keep your goose loose.
A Ahoy there, ye landlubbers. Avast, my name is Captain Logan, and I'll be your guide out on the Sea of Thieves. If you love the idea of stealing treasure, cutting down cursed skeletons, fighting off krakens, and raiding forts filled to the brim with shinies, then Sea of Thieves is the game for you. Join me each week as I dive into the news and bring back the nuggets of information that any sailor worth their weight in salt would desire. You don't have to be a pirate legend to gain access to my podcast. Just search for Keelhauled, a Sea of Thieves podcast in your podcast app of choice, or head over to robotsradio.net or captainlogan.podbeam.com and get ready to set sail for adventure. Arr.
Do you like adventure?
Yeah.
Do you like laughing?
Yeah.
Would you like to listen to a group of people you don't know play D&D and reference retro pop culture you vaguely remember? Excellent. You're going to love Committee Quest. We play D&D in the world of Amaran. We use adventure modules and supplements made by people in the community. We also have a sweet synthwave backing track. Come and join us on our adventure. Volume 1 has been completed. Volume 2 coming the end of January. You can find us on iTunes, Podbean, or wherever you get your podcasts from.